Local information first. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we are, 12:11, coming up on 12:12 on a Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you as we wrap up the month of June, almost officially through 2026, or halfway through. We're not all the way through it yet.
No.
But we're at the halfway point.
Halfway.
Wow.
We're here.
I don't know where time has gone, to be honest with you.
I agree.
We were just kind of talking about that a little bit off air. And before I get too far off the rails, because you both have been here, you know how easily it happens with me. But I've got Lisa Cochran and Glenda Smith here with the tourism side at the Owatonna Chamber in downtown. And because, you know, there's nothing going on.
There's always fun things to talk about.
Yes.
Exactly. We strategically placed this one.
Yes.
Because we know there's going to be a lot coming up as we get into the early part of July. So I guess, should we just get right into it, or do you want to introduce your other guest that's over here? I know she doesn't want to be recognized, but when you come into the studio, you don't get to just stand there.
Right. I warned her that that might happen.
You can ask Mr. Fisher on
somehow
that one. He tries
still
every
got
time.
Her in here. Mariah Coyer has been working with us as the tourism intern since May, and she's been doing all of some of our social media, a lot of our website updates, being a part of just everything that we do on a daily basis. And we thought she better be a part of this because this is a fun part of our job too.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
So we're gonna put her on the spot. How about that?
I think she'll do fine.
Yeah, just tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, what made you want to go for this internship.
Yeah, my name is Mariah Quer. I'm from Owatonna. I graduated in 2024. I'm currently a student at Iowa State.
Go Cyclones.
She's got a fan club here.
Yeah, I'm majoring in marketing and working for my sales certificate. And I started talking to Glenda about this last summer, about possible some interest in this position. And then we just kept talking throughout the year. And I've been at the chamber for about a month, and I love it. And I'm having so much fun working with Glenda and everyone else there.
That's fantastic.
It's great to have another person, especially summertime. Where
there you go. Because, like we
said,
there's always plenty going on.
Always.
And, you know, the marketing side, you know, that's exactly what you guys are trying to do every single day to get the message out about what we have to offer right here in Owatonna.
Right. We have all these great things going on, so we want people to know about them so they can show up and be a part of our community events, which we have some really great ones coming up.
Yes.
Very quickly,
very
this
soon.
Week.
Very soon.
Yeah, we're pretty much going to snap our finger and they're going to be here by the way we're going. But the first one being on Thursday, right? There's nothing else between now and then, right?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, there's always something
that I'm aware of anyway.
A big one is on Thursday.
Yes. Yeah, there we go.
My favorite.
Of course, we're talking about Downtown Thursday, the second installment for the year.
Yes, yes. And we're going to have good weather. Might be a little steamy, but we'll knock on wood or whatever there is, fake wood or whatever there is to knock on.
I think that's real wood back there, so I think we're good.
That probably is. So we're good. We're good. Yes. So second Downtown Thursday, you know, we've got the same type of fun, free activities that we have, the balloon artist and face painting and caricatures. And we do have a special thing happening this month, or this Thursday is a magician. And henna. And so we've got a magician. He'll be doing shows at the intersection of Cedar and Pearl at 5:30 and at 7 o'clock. He's very family friendly. He loves to perform, and he loves some audience participation. So don't be shy if you come watch the magician. And then he's bringing along a henna artist. And so we've had face painting before, but we haven't had henna. And so she's excited to do some of that. And again, that's going to be free. The magic show's free. And then we're also super excited about the music that we have. And so Indigo Moon is a band from Mankato. They're a younger group, but I've watched them play. They interact with the crowd really well. They'll be playing at 5:30 on the Rose Street stage down there. And then at 7, we've got the Divas, and they are going to be doing a tribute to the Troops. So it's three women, the Divas, and it's going to be all things patriotic and America and red, white, and blue. So nice. I think that's very appropriate.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Considering that not only is it going to be the 4th of July Saturday, but the 250th birthday for our country. So
exactly.
That's a perfect way to celebrate it.
Let's celebrate. You bet.
Know, with the magician, he's over on the air right now, so he doesn't know that I'm telling you this. If you need a volunteer, John Partridge is going to be down there broadcasting live. So
good to know.
Yeah,
good
there
to
you
know.
Go.
Again, I like it.
He's on the air right now on our sister station on KFOW, so he doesn't know I just volunteered him.
Awesome.
And he may not know that until
I come get him.
Exactly.
And then there we go. That sounds like he would be a perfect person.
Yeah, there you go. Because you know he'll have fun with it. So
absolutely.
There you go. Anyway, I had to throw that part in there.
Of course. No, and I appreciate you guys coming to do the, on location spot for us. I keep trying to find people to send over there because I think I'm always going to get over there and I never do.
Yeah, it just never happens.
It never happens. So, but you guys do a great job of finding other people to talk to. And I'm going to try to send some people down from my sponsors. And yeah, we'll get people talking on the radio and hopefully get people to come on down.
Yeah, so John Partridge will be there broadcasting live 4 until 6. So we do that hour leading up to Downtown Thursday and then an hour into it. And usually by then, the band's starting to get all warmed up and everything, so it'd be hard for us to be able to hear what's going on anyway.
Absolutely.
But, okay, so that's Downtown Thursday.
Yep, that's Downtown Thursday this Thursday in 2 days.
Yeah.
July 2nd.
Just because we're coming up on the 4th. Okay. It's still happening this week.
It is still happening. And along with that, we do have our booth. The chamber has our booth down there. We'll have some fun swag to sell and maybe some fun 4th of July type of giveaways. If you sign up for one of our Tour Our Towns or the iconic Owatonna, those will be fun things to sign up for when you come visit us at our booth. And I believe we'll be right in front of the Wells Fargo Bank. So that's where we typically are.
Yep.
Okay. Right over by the park over there.
Look for the fancy new tent.
Yes. Yes.
There you go.
We have something that will help people recognize who we are now.
There you go. Awesome. All right. I'm looking at the clock here. We better get to our break. Otherwise, we're going to completely run out of time because it usually happens. We just get going here.
I know. We could be here for a long time.
Oh, we definitely could, but they give me limitations. So anyway. All right. We'll continue on talking more about what's happening in Owatonna with Lisa Cochran and Glenda Smith when you're Community Connection brought to you by Keen Bank continues on Kyle's 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Kyle's 100.9, brought to you by Keen Bank.
And let's keep our conversation going now with Glenda Smith and Lisa Cochran from the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce and the Tourism Office. And it's all just kind of brought together because, you know, it takes a whole team to make all of this happen. And we're talking about Downtown Thursday happening this week, but that's just getting everything started.
It is. It's a fun way to kick off the 4th of July weekend. And we always have our fireworks show out at the Steele County Fairgrounds, so make sure that you participate in that, and that's always put on by our awesome Rotary group, and it's always a great show, so don't miss out on that on Saturday, always on the 4th. And the farmer's market continues. There will be farmer's market downtown on the 4th that morning, and still a lot going on this weekend. The cutting horse is out at the fairgrounds as well. So lots of busyness out at the fairgrounds.
There's always something going on at the fairgrounds.
I hope the horses are gone before the fireworks.
That's something that's come up, and I guess they're okay.
Okay.
That's a good deal.
Interesting.
Been a conversation.
Good deal. Yeah.
Well, it's at least something that's been thought through.
Yes. Yep.
So there's that.
Good, valid question to ask.
Yeah, it is. And I love the location because even if you don't want to be right on the fairgrounds, you could watch just about anywhere in town.
Oh, for sure. Right.
I know some of our staff, they like to sit right out here in the parking lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Can see it from quite a ways away. So that's always a fun way to celebrate the 4th.
So we've got a little over a minute left here.
Yeah, I'll just run through a couple of things.
What else
do
we have left here as we look forward to the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, so July has Pathways Palooza. We'll be at the Bear Garden supporting Community Pathways on July 10th. And Pride in the Park and the Steel Wheels Car Show is held July 11th. Extravaganza at the Steele County History Center is Sunday the 12th. And then we just keep running into leading through the rest of July with the fair starting in August.
I know. You know, we were talking about the Steele County Fair is until August, but it's going to come up fast because fair season officially gets started next week already, by the way.
Yeah.
If you didn't know.
Those days are
just off
fly
to our west.
By.
But so all these events, obviously, we ran out of time to be able to talk about all of them in detail. So where can folks learn more about what's happening in the community?
So visit Owatonna.org has a full calendar of events. And if you get on there and don't see your event on there, please contact us at the chamber. We'll get it up there so everybody can be aware of what's going on.
There you go. It's as simple as that.
As simple as that.
Always. And like we said, there's always something happening. Get out and enjoy Downtown Thursday. Again, it'll be warm, but what else do you expect?
It's summer.
In early July?
Exactly.
You got to take
exactly.
advantage of it when we have it because exactly. we know what's coming later.
Yep, definitely.
No,
so,
you bet. No.
There's that part. All right, Lisa, Glenda, thank you so much. It's always great having you guys in here to talk about everything Owatonna. And I'd love to keep going, but we got to get moving here because I have your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review on the way at 12:30. Then you're stuck with me for the rest of the afternoon. I'll be back just after 1 o'clock for your Midday Move, brought to you by Simple Move. And as always, we'll get it started with your dad joke of the day, brought to you by Wayne Norwood Wetmore. That all comes up just after 1 o'clock. This has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank on Cows 100.9.